Redding cares about clean, affordable transportation. Redding Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now. Join Token's Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie, no.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Welcome to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. Let's get a couple of the rules of engagement out of the way so we can get started. First, if you want to send me a text message, let me tell you just how important text messages are. So I walk into the studio this morning, and I've got my my notes and my tabs, and I'm going through the process of getting all of them open, ready to go. And then I open the text line, and I start reading the text messages from the past, say, 24 hours or so. And there's one that came in this morning, which is going to completely alters what I was planning to do. So if you think just because I don't respond to a text message, and I rarely, if ever, respond to the text messages, but I read them all the time, and oftentimes you bring up points that cause me to rethink a topic, cause me to go back and redo a topic or to cover a topic again, or in the case of today, completely obliterates almost everything that I plan to talk about. So text messages are an integral part of the program and certainly a way for you to participate and for you to remain engaged in the program and stay engaged with me. So if there's something you want to tell me, there's something you want to ask me, there's a comment you want to make, the most effective thing that you can do is send me a text message. On your message app, whatever app you use, doesn't make any difference. The number is 33103, 33103. And you just start your message out with one of two words, Michael or Mike. And then just tell me anything and ask me anything. The other thing you can do, obviously, the other way to engage with me is to follow me on social media. You can go follow me on X. In fact, go do that right now. Follow me on X, formerly Twitter, at Michael Brown USA, at Michael Brown USA. And on Facebook, it's at Michael D. Brown, at Michael D. Brown. And the only reason I put on, tell you about Facebook in particular is because there's a private group that you can participate in where all of you all across the Fruited Plain that listen to the program can, you know, post memes, comments, stories, you know, discuss among yourselves things I've talked about or you think are important. And I lurk through there trying to kind of see what all of you are talking about. That's at Michael D. Brown for Facebook. But I'm more actively engaged on Twitter, or X, at Michael Brown USA. Let me read you the text message. Because there's so many avenues. And again, text messages are interesting because it's hard to read your tone. Sometimes I don't know whether people are being sarcastic or silly. Because, if you've been listening to this program over the past few years that we've been on the air, or you listen to me locally here in Denver, or you listen to me during the morning program, which I know that many of you do, you know that I'm a smartass, and I'm pretty sarcastic, and I just call it as I see it. And I really, you know, it's difficult to explain, but when you've worked at the level of the federal government that I have, and you've been involved in politics literally since you were 6 years old, and you've been through everything that I've been through, all these wonderful experiences and all these horrible experiences in my life, you reach a point where you just don't give an S word. You just really don't. The thing that you care about are your friends and your family. And of course, I care about, you know, am I doing the best that I can when I go on air? So it's, other than that, I really just don't care. I really just don't care. I care about the country in general. I know that there are certain things I can do. I can try to influence, but the amount of care that you have is unlimited, but you don't spill all of that care out to just every little thing that comes across. And so you reach that stage in your life where you just realize you got to pick and choose what you care about. And so sometimes people will say things on the text line that I'm not quite sure whether they're joking, kidding, serious, being sarcastic, being a smartass like I am. So it's, you know how it is. You get a text from a friend and you're not, you know, you've got to know that friend. Well, I don't know every one of you. Some of you I do, but not very many. But all of you know me. So I get the text messages, and sometimes I, you know, freely admit I misinterpret what they say. And I may be doing a little bit of that with this text message, but I thought it was important enough that I wanted to share it with you, and I wanted to walk through some of the stuff that I've talked about already this week. So some of you may hear a repeat because, you know, I've got things in my head that I know I've said this week, which I may say again. But it's important enough because it speaks to a broader issue in the country that I know you've had discussion with family and friends about it. And that's health insurance, health care, Luigi Mangione, and Obamacare, all of that murder, left versus right, rich versus poor, elite versus the goobers like us in the world. All of those things are all packed into this one story. Here's the text message. Mike, the radio host. Now, again, because, you know, I don't know whether this is a text that was done like through Siri, or through voice to text, or someone's typing really quickly on a phone or a laptop. I don't know. So I don't know whether when they say the radio host or they mean radio hosts, you know, I'm not really sure. So I just have to take it at face value. So they write, the radio host speaking on behalf of the right, which, you know, that would include me because generally speaking, I'm right of center. I'm a conservative / libertarian. The radio host speaking on behalf of the right continues to say that the left is the cause of the death of the CEO, referring to Brian Thompson, the former CEO of United Healthcare, and that the left is the one supporting that. They, I guess the radio hosts, or anybody talking about it who believes that, could not be further from the truth. This is not a left versus right, but a rich and powerful versus poor and slave-like. I feel the more radio hosts speak out as they have been, could eventually be putting targets on their backs that they will never see coming. I'm not sure of your opinion on this yet because you haven't been on the radio yet today, but please take into consideration how much pain has been caused to normal people because of the rich and powerful with no repercussions on them. All right, let's start deconstructing this. First, I've been talking about this all week long, which is why I encourage you, and I know that everybody can't listen to me all the time, although you should. I know that you can't do that. But I do encourage you that if you like what you hear on the weekends, I really would encourage you to listen to me on the weekday. Because then you get a flavor, because I don't cover, you know, I do 5 days a week from 6 to 10 Mountain Time, and then come back into the studio, or maybe from the, you know, my home in New Mexico or my home in Denver, but, you know, today I'm in the studio. And then I do 3 hours on the weekend, which gets repeated many places later today on Saturday. And then, like here in Denver, we have several AM stations and a couple of FMs, and they will replay the program on those stations. So I get a broad distribution of all of the programming. Now, just as a footnote here, if you want to listen to me during the weekday on your computer or on your, by the way, newly upgraded iHeartRadio app, search for The Situation with Michael Brown or 630 KHOW in Denver, and you can listen live on the weekends. Of course, you can always download the podcast. and you can get, you can listen to all of it. So there's that point I wanted to make. Now let's talk about putting targets on our backs. I truly don't give a rat's ass about that. One, I am a, I'm not trying to bring on any sort of threat. Don't get me wrong. I'm not asking for, you know, for someone to try to shoot at me or anything, or someone to try to be, but I do want to address some of the experiences that I've had in my life about putting targets or getting a target put on your back, because that's something that I'm quite aware of and I'm quite accustomed to. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Don't forget, again, the text line is 33103, 33103. Just start the message with the word Mike or Michael. Let's talk about targets on my back. That's next.
Big news. Rob Schmidt just beat CNN in the ratings. Yeah, it's true. Newsmax's number one host, Rob Schmidt, just had a bigger audience than CNN during any hour of the day. That really is big. Millions of Americans like you are making the switch to Newsmax. They're getting the real facts. No BS and no spin. Just the truth. Even President Trump says he's watching Newsmax. You should too. Rob Schmidt and Newsmax are on all major cable systems. YouTube TV just added us. If your system doesn't carry Newsmax, just call them and cancel. Go to getnewsmax.com and we'll help you find a new carrier. 40 million Americans watch Newsmax. Find out why. Go to getnewsmax.com and start watching. Newsmax is real news for real people like you.
Turtle Bay's 5th annual Redding Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season. Open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights. Don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
North Valley Distributing, a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, is proud to sponsor Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR. To thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces for your dedication and service to our country, North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive offers a full range of electrical and electronic products and services. All of us at North Valley Distributing wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent descent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
The Weekly with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. We're talking about the don't run away when I tell you what we're talking about, because I know you think you've heard everything, but you haven't yet. So stick around. We're talking about the murder in New York. What's it been now, a week and a half or something? Of Brian Thompson, the CEO of United Healthcare. And I'm playing off a text message that came in at 9:43 this morning. So it's fresh, and it's so there's so much packed into this text message that I want to deconstruct it, because there's a lot of things I want all of you to think about. And quite frankly, it caused me to think about a few things. So the gist of the text message is that any radio talk show host that are talking about this as left versus right is wrong, and that it's really about rich versus poor. I would say it's actually about elite versus normal people. And that, you know, maybe radio hosts aren't talking about it because it's going to put a target on our backs. And I certainly read the text message as it's going to put a target on my back. And I kind of laugh at that because, well, if you know anything about my background, oh, hang on. Guess what? I know people like to talk about how they've had death threats. I don't normally talk about it. But when I do, let me tell you something. I've had real, legitimate death threats that have been investigated by the FBI, particularly when I was the Undersecretary of Homeland Security. I have been escorted out of this building that I am currently in by the Denver Police Department while they searched an area because some nut job was running around the building, you know, screaming my name, looking for me because something I'd said. I have no idea what I'd said. And maybe it was just crazy, but who wants to deal with a crazy person? And I don't want to deal with a crazy person because look what happened to Daniel Penny on that New York City subway train, where he was trying to protect himself and protect others. And I make no bones about it that I am an active concealed carry person, and I know how, and have for since I was probably 10 years old, known how to use firearms. And while I do not want to use a firearm, I have no reservation about using one to protect myself or my family. So if someone thinks that I'm unwilling to talk about this issue or this murder, one, you haven't been listening to me, and because I've talked in depth about it, and two, I'm not fearful of targets on my back. I don't want a target on my back, but I know that based on my previous life and my previous careers, and I know that based on my current career, that I always have a target on my back. And so I always preach and talk to, I don't know if I've ever talked to this national audience about it, about how you need to learn to be situationally aware. You know, as a guy who for 6 years had a security detail, I learned an awful lot about self-defense and situational awareness. And so I'm constantly doing that. I have certain little habits that I won't describe to you because I really don't want you to know what they are. But I have certain little habits that I developed based on my security team teaching me how to be aware of certain things and how to ride an elevator and how to check into a hotel room, any number of things. So while I don't want a target on my back, I'm certainly aware that just because of the nature of what I do, I do. But let's talk about the murder of the CEO. It is about everything that's in this text message. It is about the right versus the left. It is about Marxists versus conservatives or Democrats versus Republicans. It is about elitists versus the rest of us. It's about all of those things. And in a big bucket, it's about health care in this country. Pure and simple. There's no way around it. And if you don't think that, for example, that it's not about left versus right, somebody that kind of personifies both elitism and the left would be Senator Elizabeth Warren, or Pocahontas, as she's known, that is the senator from Massachusetts, who said recently in an interview on, I think it was MSNBC, she made some statements that I found astonishing. Listen to her.
We've been talking a lot about this Luigi Mangione, the you know, the case about the United Healthcare CEO. People are very angry at United Healthcare, I think for good reason.
Just so you know, this is Joy Reid, the black female host, who I think does a weekend or a late night show.
Denying care and the whole system. And we were just talking about previous blocks, you know, killing a CEO is not the way you change. You have to regulate that, right? And so we've got attempts to try to rein in some of these big businesses. The consumer.
Now, we got to rein in big business. Now, are all big businesses bad? No. Do I think that some of the CEOs of big businesses are bad? Yes. Like, I don't look upon Microsoft as inherently being a bad corporation. I don't look upon Apple, and full disclosure, I'm a shareholder of Apple. I don't look upon Apple as necessarily an evil corporation. I really don't see Tim Cook, the current CEO of Apple, as an evil person. But I do see some companies as being evil. And I see some companies that, and I don't think you can be a good company with an evil CEO. Because an evil CEO sets the culture of that company. So if you're a bad CEO or an evil CEO or an incompetent CEO or a non-caring CEO, then that's going to soak down through and all the way down to, you know, the maintenance people. And that's going to create a culture that's really bad for that company and it's bad for shareholders. Well, it's not always about evil corporations.
To regulate them. Right? And so we've got attempts to try to rein in some of these big businesses. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Which
now, exactly what do you mean? So you want the see, this is Marxism. They want government to step in and rein in corporations. Well, which corporation? If we have bad corporations, if we have evil corporations and good corporations, which one are you going to rein in and which ones are you not? Now, remember, this is all in the context of them discussing about the murder of the United Healthcare CEO, Brian Thompson.
It was your creation. The Trump administration wants to get rid of it. That is like protecting people from, like, credit card fraud.
Yeah.
What happens if that goes away?
So, look, terrible for individuals, but stop and think overall about the social contract. You know, part of the deal in how we've kept this democracy, this economy, this country on a fairly steady path for more than 200 years has been that those at the top pay a little more in taxes, a little less rich than they otherwise might be.
Now that's pure Marxism, class warfare. Oh, you know, we kept a social compact together because we wanted rich people to be a little less rich. Really? And what does that accomplish? What does it accomplish? And does it justify the murder of a CEO? It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word MICHAEL to 33103. We'll continue this next.
Go with your gut. Your dog's immune system is based in the gut. A diet lacking in nutrients can cause itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. DINOVITE. DINOVITE.
It took a grand total of 2 weeks. The dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Try DINOVITE for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DINOVITE.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with DINOVITE.
Why pay more for prescriptions? Stop overpaying and start saving with SingleCare. It's easy. Find your prescription on SingleCare.com, show the coupon at the pharmacy, and start saving. SingleCare works at pharmacies nationwide and is completely free to use, whether you have insurance or not. So the next time you fill a prescription, check SingleCare to make sure you're getting the best price. Take control of your prescription costs. Go to singlecare.com or download the free app today.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones from Jones's Fort Gun Shop, serving Shasta County for over 50 years. As Christmas and New Year's approaches, we at Jones's Fort would like to thank all of the men and women in the United States Armed Forces. Loyalty, duty, respect, honor, and integrity are just a few things that the U.S. military stands for. Jones's Fort salutes you.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
Looking for a unique gift this Christmas? Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has distinct treasures to choose from, including Christmas decorations, vinyl records, DVDs, vintage toys, and antique jewelry, such as brooches and rings, necklaces and bracelets. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles also offers vintage clothing and accessories, such as retro dresses and scarves, jackets and hats, along with vintage furniture, tablecloths and silverware, cookware, and glassware. And don't forget Mantiques, including military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry such as crosses and rings, sports memorabilia, and collectibles. Come find that perfect gift this Christmas at Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday noon to 5.
People ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company. I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
This New Year's Eve, step into the magic and ring in the new year at Redding Garden of Light. Celebrate 2025 with your loved ones surrounded by 2 million lights, live music from the band Hook, and a special New York-style countdown at 9 p.m., perfect for families with early bedtimes. Enjoy delicious treats, warm drinks, and the spirit of giving as all proceeds support Turtle Bay's animals, exhibits, and educational programs. Don't miss out. Reserve your tickets now at turtlebay.org.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
No.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. We're talking about the assassination of Brian Thompson, and what are we to learn from this? Who are we to blame? Is this a left versus right, conservative versus liberal? Is this elitist versus regular people? The answer is yes. It is all of those things. And this all stems from a text message that came into my inbox this morning that talks about, and by the way, that individual has since texted again and said, well, said this directly. Please don't take my previous message as a threat from me in any way. And when I say host, I mean the host that I hear every day on the radio, which is some other people, not me. Well, I didn't take it as a personal threat, but it was kind of iffy. And my point was, I've never not talked about something. First of all, let me back up. To iHeart and Premier Radio, which syndicates this program, not anyone in management, from the CEO all the way down, no one has ever told me what I can talk about or not talk about, what I can say or what I cannot say. And as I've told, maybe many in this audience don't know this, but during COVID, my local cluster, my local management, gave me a full hour on our blowtorch station. Every evening between 6 and 7, they gave me an hour during COVID to present the opposite of what they said. Look, we've heard you talk on your regular program about how you disagree with a lot of the stuff going on with COVID. Would you like to come over here on this other station and talk about that also to give this other audience a different perspective on COVID? And I'm like, yes, but I'm going to say some things that are going to be anti-government. They're going to be anti even what iHeart's doing. Are you okay with that? Sure. We want an opposing point of view. It's almost like the days of equal time. We want you to come on and present a different perspective because we think people need to hear a different perspective. So I really admire iHeart for doing that. I've never felt pressure to say or not say anything. In fact, sometimes I think I've kind of come close to the line of making jokes about some of the inept things that we do in radio, some of the stupid things that we do in radio, and I freely talked about that. And I think that goes back to the point I made in the last segment about, as a guy who's had actual threats that have been investigated by the FBI, in fact, people have been arrested for it, and that I've been escorted out of this building because of crazy people making threats to me, you can't live your life in fear. And I certainly don't, and I know how to defend myself, and I'm certainly willing to do so. Now, let's go back to Joy Reid and this conversation with Senator Elizabeth Warren, because they encompass everything. They blame everybody. Let me back it up just a little bit.
This democracy, this economy, this country, on a fairly steady path for more than 200 years, has been that those at the top pay a little more in taxes, are a little less rich than they otherwise might be, and everybody else at least gets a chance.
Yeah.
And what happens when you turn this into the billionaires run it all is they get the opportunity to squeeze every last penny.
Yeah.
And look, we'll say it over and over. Violence is never the answer. This guy gets a trial who's allegedly killed the CEO of United Health. But you can only push people so far. And then they start to take matters into their own hands.
Yeah.
Oh. So violence is never the answer, but violence is never the answer, but you push people so far and they take things into their own hands. That might be true politically. That's what we see in Syria. That's what we see in Venezuela. That's what we see in Cuba. That's what we see. That's what we saw in 1776. But that's a political revolution. Is the assassination of a healthcare CEO going to lead to changes? Is that what it's going to take? Well, let's go to the New York Times. The New York Times, of all places, published an editorial, a guest editorial, written by Andrew Witty. You know who that is? He's the CEO of United Health Group, the parent company of United Healthcare. And he writes, let me scroll through this. He writes, we know the health system does not work as well as it should, and we understand people's frustrations with it. No one would design a system like the one we have, and no one did. It's a patchwork built over decades. Our mission is to help make it work better. We are willing to partner with anyone, as we always have, healthcare providers, employers, patients, pharmaceutical companies, governments, and others to find ways to deliver high-quality care and lower costs. You know, he could have written whatever he wanted to, except that. The New York Times has had to close off comments, not just because of that one paragraph, but I think that's the paragraph that sticks out most to me, about something really stupid to say. He continued on, clearly we are not there yet. We understand and share the desire to build a healthcare system that works better for everyone. That is the purpose of our organization. Really? Because if that's the purpose of your organization, I would say you have failed miserably. Now, do you think what I just said justifies the killing of the CEO of United Healthcare? Not the parent company, but Brian Thompson, of the insurance company itself. No, it does not. After 2,468 comments, the New York Times shut it down. Let me read you just a couple of comments. Because the point I'm trying to make is, there are people in this country who are willing to look beyond the murder and instead focus on why he did it, which I find fascinating because all we have is manifesto, and even though I don't even know whether that manifesto was really real or not. And we now know that he wasn't even an insured of United Healthcare. So why pick Brian Thompson? Did you pick Brian? Hey, Luigi, did you pick Brian Thompson because United Healthcare had the highest denial rate, claims denial rate of all the top health insurers in the country? Is that why? Greg from Cleveland commented, Mr. Witte, the money talks, which is why you will not walk nor run to change a system that lines your pockets at the expense of your paying customers. I chose that because it's just short and succinct. But I think that comment reflects the feelings of many people. You can hold, as I've told my audience time and time again, you can hold two conflicting or two separate thoughts in your head at the same time, and even though they may appear to be contradictory, you can still hold those two thoughts in your head. For example, I abhor the violence. First of all, Luigi, this dirtbag, was a coward. Shot him in the back. Really? You know, if you'd been a real assassin, you would have walked up to him face to face and shot him while you looked him in the eyes. But you didn't do that because you're a coward. You're a scumbag. You're a psychopath, in my opinion. And you deserve whatever punishment you're going to get. But the second point is, you can believe, as I do, that while health care in this country is the best in the entire world, the health care system sucks. Absolutely sucks. And it's gotten even worse since, now let me make it political, since the Democrats, solely Democrats, not one Republican vote, implemented Obamacare. Do you recall? If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. How many of you have been able to do that? Do you recall Obama telling us that, oh, by the way, you adopt my plan and the average family of four is going to pay $1,500 or I think it's $2,500 a year. What, $200 a month? How many of you are paying $200 a month for health care for you and a family of four? How's that working out for you? It's not working out for you. Because politicians and the government intervene into a private market, into a free market, and they completely distort that market. How badly do they distort that market? Because perhaps a company like United Healthcare, which is a vertical monopoly, You know, in at least out west, and particularly in Colorado, but out west, they wanted the Kroger and Safeway wanted to merge, and the Department of Justice intervened, and they've blocked that merger. Now, whether that was a good idea or a bad idea, I leave that to individuals. I've got an opinion that's kind of in the middle. But they didn't want that merger because it would, in their opinion, drive up grocery prices even more. Well, if we're going to break up or prevent grocery stores from merging, why do we allow a company like United Healthcare to be a vertically integrated monopoly? They own their own claims department. They own their own pharmaceutical company. They own their own hospitals. They own their own group of doctors. They own virtually the entire gamut of putting together a healthcare system. United Healthcare, United Health owns it, United Health Group. You know, when we get back, I'll give you an example. I'll give you an example of how this system that we have is totally messed up. But does this messed up system and the example I'm about to give you justify the murder of a CEO? No, it does not. Not in the least. Instead, what you ought to be doing, as opposed to killing somebody and then trying to take sides on it, is demanding that we break up the monopolies. Yeah. And we demand that we figure out a way that you can't have these vertically integrated monopolies that control every single aspect from the time a patient walks into an exam room or walks into a pharmacy or walks into an urgent care or a surgical center and walks out, and everything's controlled by one group. I'll be right back.
Big news! Rob Schmidt just beat CNN in the ratings. Yeah, it's true! Newsmax's number one host, Rob Schmidt, just had a bigger audience than CNN during any hour of the day. That really is big. Millions of Americans like you are making the switch to Newsmax. They're getting the real facts. No BS and no spin. Just the truth. Even President Trump says he's watching Newsmax. You should too. Rob Schmidt and Newsmax are on all major cable systems. YouTube TV just added us. If your system doesn't carry Newsmax, just call them and cancel. Go to getnewsmax.com and we'll help you find a new carrier. 40 million Americans watch Newsmax. Find out why. Go to getnewsmax.com and start watching. Newsmax is real news. For real people, like you.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
North Valley Distributing, a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, is proud to sponsor Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR. To thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces for your dedication and service to our country, North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive offers a full range of electrical and electronic products and services. All of us at North Valley Distributing wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Looking for the freshest top shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you will find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hey, welcome back to the Begin with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. We're talking about a text message that I received this morning about the United Healthcare shooting. Let me give you my example to show you how messed up. And there are thousands, you know, I don't like the outfit ProPublica, because they're really left leaning and they really are biased in the reporting, but occasionally they'll put together this. It's like a broken clock is right twice a day. Well, ProPublica has a story about a student at the University of Pennsylvania, nothing to do with the shooter, who had a disease, and United Healthcare denied the treatment. It's a horrendous story, but it's a great example of how this system that's been created is designed. You know, it's like I had an old professor when I was in college, in undergraduate school, that had theory that organizations grow and then they get to the size where they are unmanageable. And when they get to be unmanageable, they start going off the deep end and they start doing, you know, unethical or illegal things. And they no longer care about their customers. And that's always stuck with me because I think it's true about government and it's true about a bunch of large corporations. Even though I'm not anti-large corporation, I do believe that principle applies. And sometimes a CEO doesn't really know. I mean, I know even as the undersecretary, when I had, you know, 100,000 employees and a, you know, $100 billion budget, that I didn't know every single thing going on. So I had to manage as best I could and delegate as best I could. But the example I wanted to tell you real quickly was, so I make no bones about it. I take sleep medications because I just can't turn my brain off at night. It's just going all the time. So for, I don't know, the past 10, 20 years, I've been taking a sleep medication. And my PCP wanted me to try, there's a new class of drugs out. And he wanted me to quit taking one drug and start trying this new drug. So I weaned myself off one to start taking the new drug. But here's the kicker. The new drug, the retail price is $1,500 a month. $1,500 a month for a 30-day supply. Now, I went to my insurance company and said, I need this covered. And so I appealed it. I'm a lawyer. I know how to do this crap. So I did it. They came back and said, yes, we'll cover it. Great. What's the cost going to be to me? You ready? It's going to be $700 a month. Yeah, we'll pay $800, but you're going to pay $700. And so before I decided to appeal that appeal, I started digging around. I can go to GoodRx and I can get it through GoodRx for $135 a month. Now, what's the difference? Well, the difference is my insurance company and the drug company are all going through what's called a pharmacy benefit manager, a PBM. These are middlemen that negotiate the price for different insurance companies and different pharmacies. But I can go over here to this little independent group called GoodRx, who negotiates on their own without the use of a pharmacy benefit manager, and they get it from the drug company at a reduced rate. So I'm paying $135 a month, and that GoodRx is still making money on it. So the real price of the drug is probably less than $50 a month. But the pharmacy benefit managers jack it up to $1,500 a month. That's the problem with a vertical integrated monopoly. And that's part of the problem with the entire healthcare system in this country. Doctors are giving up their practices and going to work for corporations because they spend so much time just trying to process claims. I read a story about one doctor in particular who published his story about selling his practice, and I think he's actually going to retire because he had so much, one doctor had so much staff that did nothing but file insurance claims and then have to appeal the claims, and then he'd have to fight with the insurance company because he wanted a particular treatment for his patient, and the insurance company balked at it. That kind of system is unsustainable. But does any of that justify the murder of a CEO? No. It just means that at some point the system's going to collapse. The system will collapse. Now, what you should be fearful of is if and when that system collapses, people, particularly on the left and some conservatives, will go screaming for socialized medicine. Have you ever dealt with socialized medicine? Go to Europe. Look at the National Health Service in the United Kingdom. Oh, you have a fractured arm? Well, we'll take care of that in a couple of weeks. Oh, your appendix burst? Well, come here, we'll put you on a gurney somewhere in the hallway, and we'll get to you when we can. Oh, you have cancer? You've got diabetes? Well, we've looked at your chart. You eat too many cheeseburgers and french fries, so we're not going to treat you for your diabetes. You're overweight? Well, sucks to be you. You should quit eating what you're eating. Yeah, it's all totally effed up. So we came with Michael Brown. Any comments, text those comments or questions to 33103. Just start the message with the word Mike or Michael. Let's move on, because I'm really kind of tired of this topic. Don't go away.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Why pay more for prescriptions? Stop overpaying and start saving with SingleCare. It's easy. Find your prescription on SingleCare.com, show the coupon at the pharmacy, and start saving. SingleCare works at pharmacies nationwide and is completely free to use, whether you have insurance or not. So the next time you fill a prescription, check SingleCare to make sure you're getting the best price. Take control of your prescription costs. Go to SingleCare.com or download the free app today.
Your pet isn't just a pet. They're part of your family. Most of the pet food on the market is cooked at high temperatures, which kills nutrients. A scoop of Dynavite is a 3-in-1 daily supplement, adding back key nutrients to your pup's health. Try Dynavite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DINOVITE.com/radio. That's DynaVite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North update now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Texas has filed a state litigation against a New York doctor under the terms of its pro-life heartbeat law. Here's Ed Donahue.
The lawsuit accuses New York doctor Margaret Daly Carpenter of violating Texas law by providing the drugs through telemedicine to a Texas patient. They are seeking up to $250,000. Texas Attorney General Ken Pax said the 20-year-old woman who received the pills ended up in a hospital with complications.
The litigation marks a new challenge to interstate telemedicine. It also introduces constitutional issues which pit the terms of the Texas pro-life law against New York State so-called shield laws. They're aimed to legally safeguard doctors who provide abortion pills to patients in other states where abortion is illegal. The head of America's premier small business advocacy group says the tax bill President Trump enacted during his first term in office breathed new life into small business owners at that time.
Whether it's hiring more people, paying more wages, giving them more benefits, or just reinvesting back into, you know, machinery and equipment to make their businesses grow. And so super critical that that gets extended.
Alfredo Ortiz is president and CEO of the Job Creators Network. He was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. Less than 10 minutes is all it took for a large pile of toys donated by the White House staff to disappear as Jill Biden and children from military families sorted them all into boxes as part of the annual Marine Corps Reserve Toys for Tots program.
This season can be filled with excitement and wonder with colorful lights and hot chocolate and presents.
And the commander of the U.S. Marine Corps Reserve says the White House is a longtime supporter of the program, which has been helping families in need now for close to 80 years. You'll find more on these stories at townhall.com.
Our nation's problems have been building for the past 50 years, and they're not going away overnight, which is why we must prepare now for a financial collapse that will affect the entire economy. The good news is there's an easy way to do that. Hi, I'm Dr. Ron Paul, and I believe everyone should consider a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group to diversify their IRA or 401k. Gold is a proven bedrock in almost every kind of economy. To learn more, get a free info kit from my trusted friends at Birch Gold by texting the word PREPARE to 989898. Don't wait until decades of government irresponsibility comes crashing down on your retirement. Get your free info kit on gold IRAs from the Birch Gold Group now. Text PREPARE to the number 989898. That's PREPARE to 989898.
An emergency landing in New York after a departing jet struck a bird. Here's correspondent Jackie Quinn.
It happened Thursday night as an American Airlines jet leaving LaGuardia Airport hit a bird on takeoff, which disabled one of the engines. The pilot of the Airbus A321 declared an emergency and was instructed to land at New York's Kennedy Airport. The jet was able to taxi on its own to the terminal for an inspection, but the nearly 200 passengers and crew who were expecting to arrive in Charlotte, North Carolina, were told the flight couldn't leave until the morning. I'm Jackie Quinn.
San Francisco coach Kyle Shanahan says linebacker Devondre Campbell will not be a part of the 49ers moving forward after he refused to enter a game after losing his starting job. Campbell walked to the locker room in the middle of a 12-6 loss to the Los Angeles Rams. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The exotic dancer who once accused three Duke University lacrosse players of sexual assault has admitted this week that she invented the story back in 2006. The allegations at the time setting off a combustible national conversation about gender, race, and class.
Crystal Magnum, who is black, said she was raped by three white Duke lacrosse players at a party where she was hired to perform as a stripper.
I testified falsely against them by saying that they raped me when they didn't. And that was wrong.
Magnum spoke on the Let's Talk with Kat podcast.
I wanted validation from people and not from God.
The former Duke players were declared innocent in 2007 after Magnum's story fell apart under legal scrutiny. She is in a North Carolina prison for the stabbing death of her boyfriend in 2011. Magnum hopes the three falsely accused men can forgive her. I'm Ed Donahue.
You'll find more of these stories at townhall.com.
This New Year's Eve, step into the magic and ring in the new year at Redding Garden of Lights. Celebrate 2025 with your loved ones surrounded by 2 million lights, live music from the band Hook, and a special New York-style countdown at 9 p.m., perfect for families with early bedtimes. Enjoy delicious treats, warm drinks, and the spirit of giving as all proceeds support Turtle Bay's animals, exhibits, and educational programs. Don't miss out. Reserve your tickets now at turtlebay.org.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. Here's, you surely might know by now how to do a text message. The number's 33103. Just start it with the word Mike or Michael. Go follow me on X. Come on, go do that right now. @MichaelBrownUSA. @MichaelBrownUSA. Give me a follow. Subscribe to the podcast. Whatever podcast app you use, search for The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. Hit subscribe. Leave a 5-star review while you're there too. That will get you all 5 days of the weekday program plus the weekend program. So you get 23 hours of me. 23 of me. The United States Constitution, when it comes to pardons, is pretty simple and it's very broad. In fact, I would say it's unlimited except for one instance. Article 2, Section 2, Clause 1 of the Constitution says this. The President shall be Commander-in-Chief of the Army and Navy of the United States and of the Militia of the several states when called into the actual service of the United States. He, the President, may require the opinion in writing of the principal officer in each of the executive departments upon any subject relating to the duties of their respective offices, and he, the President, shall have power to grant reprieves and pardons for offenses against the United States, except in cases of impeachment. So regardless of the type of clemency, a reprieve, a pardon, a commutation, the president's power extends only to offenses against the United States, meaning federal crimes, but not a civil crime, even a civil action, a civil dispute, and certainly not a state, only federal crimes. And the exception is except in cases of impeachment. So there's all of this controversy. Now, I understand why, but I want to put it in perspective. There's all this controversy because it's funny to say President Joe Biden, because you might ask some people right now, hey, who's the president of the United States today? Saturday, December 14th, who's the president of the United States of America? Oh, Donald Trump. That's probably what a lot of people think. He's certainly acting as the president, Tell me what Biden's doing. Tell me what they're doing. Where is he? What's he doing? Well, anyway, Biden, who is the current president of the United States, is facing mounting backlash over his decision to grant clemency to a state judge responsible for the Kids for Cash scandal and an Ohio county's corrupt commissioner. As part of a broader pardon and clemency announcement impacting approximately 1,500 individuals, which is the, I've heard two stories. One, that it's the largest commutation, numbers of commutations and pardons in the history of the United States. And then I've heard in modern times. The only thing that I can think might make it not the largest in U.S. history is the pardoning of the Confederate soldiers by President Lincoln, or the pardon of draft dodgers during the Vietnam War by President Carter. That number may have been greater than 1,500. So, but regardless, 1,500 individuals is a boatload of individuals. But Biden commuted the prison sentence for former Luzerne County, Pennsylvania Judge Michael Conahan, and for Cuyahoga County, Ohio Commissioner Jimmy DeMora. Conahan was involved in this notorious Kids for Cash scandal, where he got kickbacks, literally got kickbacks, for sentencing juveniles to for-profit detention centers. So you like a private prison. So some states would, you know, Colorado's had a few of them. I think they've shut them down now. But you'd have a private company build a prison or a detention center. So in Ohio, they would build these detention centers. They were for profit. And in 2010, this judge pled guilty to federal racketeering charges, was sentenced to 17 and a half years in prison. Then along came COVID. Now, when COVID came, fascinating to me. Isn't it great to live in a time when we went through that stupidity that was COVID and thinking to ourselves how stupid some of those rules were, and now we get to see the backlash, and we now get to see that everything that we were accused of being conspiracy theorists about is now becoming true? Oh, it's fantastic, including like the January 6th defendants. We'll get to that today, too. So when COVID hit, this judge's sentence of 17 and a half years was shortened when he was granted a compassionate release to home confinement. Now, I want to emphasize that there were a lot of people in federal prison who, and some obviously in state prison too, who got these compassionate releases to home confinement in 2020 because the prisons were faced with this conundrum, with this quandary. So everybody on the outside, we're forcing them to stay 6 feet apart, and they have to wear masks, and you can't handle food. Remember how stupid it was? You go to the grocery store and you pick up, you know, some broccoli or, you know, whatever you might get in the vegetable section. And, you know, they don't want to touch anything, but yet you go check it out and they're touching everything while they put it in the bag for you. Golly, it was such stupid stuff. Well, they started letting people out of the prison and confining them to their homes. So this judge's time spent in home confinement apparently makes him eligible for the commutation. DeMora was previously convicted of accepting bribes over several years, and according to the information from the U.S. Attorney's Office, this now is in the Northern District of Ohio, this guy got $166,000 in bribes, which included actual monetary payments, home renovations, extravagant dining experiences, services from sex workers. I mean, if you're going to get money and bribes, come on, get some sex while you're at it too. And gambling excursions to Vegas and Canada. Now, his actions in return involved directing contracts to certain individuals and helping some friends secure jobs and salary increases, and then going about and lobbying for beneficial loans and grants. Now, he was initially sentenced back in 2012 to 28 years of imprisonment. He has consistently denied involvement in those activities, but he sought clemency from Obama during his term But Obama denied it. Now, Biden defends the decision, saying that individuals released to home confinement during the pandemic have now successfully reintegrated into their communities. Wait a minute. If you're confined to your home, like you can't leave the house, how do you possibly reintegrate into your community? By what? You get a rocking chair, put it out on the front porch, and you wave to people as they drive by? The mailman's filling up the mailboxes. You go, hey, Mr. Mailman, how are you today? Well, the neighbor kids walk down the street. Hey, kids, how are you doing today? Oh, there's that creepy old judge that got in trouble. He can't leave his house. This just confounds me. Now, critics, including the Washington Post, which is surprising, condemned the commutation, highlighting the judge's negative impact on the public trust and the lives of all these kids. No feces Sherlock, you think so? Now, there's another story. I don't have those notes in front of me. But there's a woman, and I forget whether it was Indiana or Ohio. But she was like the county clerk or something. Over the course of her like 19, 20 years, she embezzled $53 million. $53 million. She bought a horse farm. She bought, some really expensive real estate. She traveled abroad. She did all of this stuff. $53 million. She went to jail for it. Guess who got a commutation? Because she, too, was sent to home confinement because of COVID. I guess in this country, under Joe Biden, crime does pay. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Listen weekday. If you like what we talk about, listen weekdays from 6 to 10 Mountain Time. Download the new upgraded iHeartRadio app and search for 630KHOW, 630KHOW, or The Situation with Michael Brown, and listen to me live Monday through Friday, 6 to 10. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Why pay more for prescriptions? Stop overpaying and start saving with SingleCare. It's easy. Find your prescription on SingleCare.com, show the coupon at the pharmacy, and start saving. SingleCare works at pharmacies nationwide and is completely free to use, whether you have insurance or not. So the next time you fill a prescription, check SingleCare to make sure you're getting the best price. Take control of your prescription costs. Go to SingleCare.com or download the free app today.
A violent crime is now committed every 24 seconds in our country, and police response times have doubled, which means you need a new way to protect yourself and your family. I'm Rob Chabick, former head of the FBI's Tactical Training Unit. The USCCA and I have put together life-saving tips that most civilians never get to hear, and we put them all into an updated free resource exclusively for listeners. Text SAFE to 87222 to get instant access right now. If you're serious about protecting yourself and your loved ones, text SAFE to 87222 while there's still time.
Texting enrolls for automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Don't just watch the big game. Be there.
Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our $50,000 Gridiron Glory Swipe to Win draw.
You and a friend could win the trip of a lifetime to witness the big game at Caesars Superdome in New Orleans, Louisiana.
Swipe your River Club card daily to win free drawing entries or other instant prizes.
Weekly drawings every Thursday starting at 7 p.m.
Don't miss the final drawing on December 26th.
For complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now. Invest in your future with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready or transfer eligible in programs like nursing, forestry, teaching, accounting, physical therapy assistant, computer information systems, and many others. Classes are free for full-time students with flexible hours and compressed 8-week options. Perfect for working adults. Ask about the many financial aid options available to help you turn your calling into a career. Spring semester begins January 13th. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors,
the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Good morning, Redding. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
This New Year's Eve, step into the magic and ring in the new year at Redding Garden of Lights. Celebrate 2025 with your loved ones surrounded by 2 million lights, live music from the band Hook, and a special New York-style countdown at 9 p.m., perfect for families with early bedtime. Enjoy delicious treats, warm drinks, and the spirit of giving as all proceeds support Turtle Bay's animals, exhibits, and educational programs. Don't miss out. Reserve your tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Don't forget, send me a text message. The number's 33103. Tell me anything, ask me anything. I was just looking through them during the break. And go follow me on X, formerly Twitter. It's at Michael Brown USA. Go give me a follow right now. You know, we pay, now, the check's in the mail, but we pay like $1,000 for every follow. So, you know, if you need some extra cash for Christmas, just go follow me on X at Michael Brown USA. And the check will be in the mail. As soon as we find the checkbook, it'll be in the mail. Back in 2020, Bank of America, posthumously, meaning after the death of somebody, they posthumously flagged what's possibly suspicious payments involving billionaire Leon Black and Jeffrey Epstein. You know, the pedophile financier who died, air quotes, died, awaiting for trial for sex trafficking. Bank of America submitted two suspicious activity reports to the banking regulators, to the Treasury Department. Now, suspicious activity reports can be any number of things. You have a checking account that normally has about, $1,000 in it. And then suddenly one day, there's $100,000 in it. And then the next day it's back down to, $1,000. What was that? Yeah, I know there's reporting requirements, but sometimes people don't report it. And it triggers a suspicious activity report. Well, now, because of the timing of the filings, remember, Bank of America, after Jeffrey Epstein, again, air quote, dies, then they decide to file the suspicious activity reports involving this billionaire Leon Black and Epstein. So now the timing of those filings has prompted congressional investigators to question the possibility of federal money laundering and violations of the law by Bank of America. Now, if we want to go down this path, like we did last hour, about big corporations and how we're mad at, big corporations for doing whatever they're doing, I mean, let's talk about the banks. So I bank at several places, but in terms of just kind of normal everyday banking, I bank at two places, the Stagecoach place and then a local Colorado credit union. And the Stagecoach place one time, I made a deposit. I mean, I went into, I don't know how, maybe it's from a speaking engagement or something, but I had an actual physical check. And this has been several years ago before you could just take a picture of it and deposit it. So I went into a branch to deposit it, had my own deposit slip and everything filled out, and they put it in the wrong account. I don't mean like the wrong Michael Brown account, like they put it in your account. And so I called the Stagecoach Bank and I said, well, wait a minute, fix this. Well, we can't. You have to come back into the branch. Okay, well, can I just go? Because I think I did it at the branch right over here by these studios.
I said, well, I'm at home. I don't want to drive all the way back to do that. I'll just go to the branch. No, you've got to go to that branch. I mean, it's just stupid stuff like that. So if you want to get mad at corporations, you know, let's get mad at the Stagecoach Bank. At least I was on that day. But guess what I didn't do? I didn't walk in there and shoot anybody. I was really pissed off, but I didn't shoot anybody. Well, anyway, authorities use these suspicious activity reports to alert them to possible crimes, like money laundering, terrorism financing. Well, according to a congressional memorandum, these reports were filed in February of 2020, again, 8 months later. But the transactions, which totaled $170 million, had occurred years prior. Now, the bank, which did not scrutinize those transactions for their purpose, like, what was this for? They just processed the payments and didn't ask for any additional information whatsoever. Now, I'm torn by this story for this reason. I think there's too much regulation. And I know, particularly as the Undersecretary of Homeland Security, that one of the things that we really worked on was trying to disrupt the financial networks of these terror organizations like Al-Qaeda and ISIS and all the rest of them. And they do use the U.S. and the international banking system to do a lot of their funneling of money to, like, pay for apartments for the 9/11 hijackers. So I understand the reason for it, but sometimes I think we've gone overboard. And, you know, this whole idea of, you know, any transaction over, you know, deposit or withdrawal of more than $10,000, you got to explain why. No, no. Move it to $100,000 or just get rid of it altogether. But I understand that it's currently the law. But more than just being the law is, once again, the government, like drones. This is almost like the drone story. We've never seen Jeffrey Epstein's little black book. It's in the hands of the FBI. Why have we not seen that book? I mean, now that I know there are names in there, and I know that some of those names may have never been involved in any sort of child sex trafficking. But nonetheless, they had some relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. Now, if my name was in that book, maybe I might feel a little differently. I would not necessarily want that to get out. But if I'm innocent, what would I care? People could accuse me of whatever, but I would deny and say, no, it's not true. I never went to the island. I've never been on the manifest. I've never been on the jet. So why are they hiding the book? Why are they not releasing the book? And why did Bank of America, again, February 2020, and then again 8 months later, now report those transactions totaling $170 million. There's so much about the Jeffrey Epstein case that we don't know that this is what breeds the cynicism when it gets to drones or to January 6 defendants or to anything else that the government doesn't tell us about. Now, I fully understand that sometimes if you're truly conducting a criminal investigation, that you may not want, you know, suspects to know that they're a suspect because you're still doing the investigation and you're waiting for them to trip over themselves before you can actually go file charges. I totally understand that. But what I don't understand is when the perp himself, you know, somehow managed to hang himself while he was on suicide watch. That's pretty good. That in and of itself is pretty good. Why do we have that black book? How many times did Bill Clinton's name appear in that? So now the Senate Finance Committee wants to investigate it and see if they can't find out based if there was any money laundering going on. Well, you think they'll tell us when they find out? Do you think Congress will tell us? I doubt it. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Let's see. If you want to find one of our 300-plus, almost 400 affiliates around the country, go to this website, michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com. You can also find the icons to follow me on social media. I'll be right back.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Yeah. What if you could build a six-figure retirement income with almost half the money saved? You heard that right. Get a discount on your retirement creating a six-figure income with 40% less than traditional 401ks and mutual funds. Hi, I'm Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, executive producer, and star in a brand new Hollywood documentary called The Retirement Deception. In this film, we traveled over 20,000 miles interviewing real Americans who've retired successfully with a great lifestyle and peace of mind. They share their stories on how they get more retirement income with the same dollar saved, and the money's never at risk if the market crashes. That's right, if the market crashes 30%, you lose nothing. Even the super wealthy are shifting money to this new strategy because it increases their retirement income or can allow them to stop working years sooner. So if you're over 50 and want a bigger, better retirement with less money saved, call to talk to a specialist and get a free copy of this brand new movie at 1-800-506-2020. This is a $30 value, but when you call today, you can get it completely free. I'll even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call right now, 1-800-506-2020. That's 1-800-506-2020. Again, that's 1-800-506-2020.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Redding Kia would like to express our gratitude to our veterans and those currently serving our country. Since 2006, Redding Kia has striven to be the premier auto dealership in the North State. There's always a military incentive rebate on all new 2025 Kias at Redding Kia. Test drive a 2025 Kia Sorento today. Tis the season of new tradition sales event at Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, reddingkia.com.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Winter anxiety or stress got you down? Got a cough that just won't stop? On your second round of antibiotics? Or lost your taste and smell? Experience the ultimate in relaxation and wellness at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave in downtown Redding. We feature our salt cave that feels like the beach, our 10-minute knockout sessions, and our infrared saunas where you can burn 300 to 600 calories. You can breathe easier, clear sinuses, reduce pain, inflammation, and boost your immune system. It's perfect for kids, pregnant moms, and the whole family. And yes, we accept pets. Call us today at 530-338-2094. So if you're looking for the perfect gift, give a gift certificate to Capturing the Essence Salt Cave or visit the gift shop at 1506 Market Street to find health-wise gifts like the Genesis Stone, our salt packs, or the Essence of Renewal that helps to eliminate nerve pain. We are here to help. Call us at 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094. And give the gift of relaxation and wellness.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. Happy holidays. During this time, it's important to salute our military personnel, domestically and abroad, who work to keep our country safe. It's during the holidays that warm, happy feeling of being together with family that we sometimes take for granted how much we have to be thankful for. So we want to make sure that we let the families and those who serve know that we appreciate their service above self during the holidays.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, it's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Thanks for tuning in. I appreciate you doing that. If you want to follow me, not if you want to, just go do it anyway. Follow me on X, formerly Twitter. It's at Michael Brown USA, at Michael Brown USA. And then on your podcast app, search for whatever app you use, search for The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. When you find that, hit subscribe, leave a five-star review, and then you'll get all of the weekday program plus the weekend program. So the FBI, we'll get to J6 in just a minute. So the FBI has now kind of confessed that they monitored the communications of President Trump's pick for FBI director, Kash Patel. They did that. All, you know, there's a part of me, let me just before I tell you the rest of the story. There's a part of me that one is not surprised. That because the FBI has actually spied on Senate staffers, they've actually spied on U.S. senators, they've spied on, I mean, God knows they probably spied on me for all I know. So I'm not surprised by the FBI conducting surveillance or spying, and probably doing so without a warrant, or with a bunch of fake information that they gave to the FISA court in order to, you know, because, well, Michael Brown talked to somebody in Mecca. And so, you know, he must be, we better check on him. He was a troublemaker when he was at DHS. It doesn't surprise me that the spying occurred. What bothers me is when it occurred. Kash Patel was probably the singular most important individual to write the House report about the Russia collusion hoax. About the Steele dossier. I know this is I know it's all ancient history, but what everybody told us was a conspiracy back in, say, 2016 to 2020 about, you know, Trump was a Russian agent and, you know, we had the P tapes from, you know, Trump being in Moscow with those hoes and stuff. And it was just, and we were all conspiracy theorists because we didn't believe any of it. And we thought it was all set up. Kash Patel almost singularly, I can't say singularly, but he was the primary driver along with Devin Nunes, former congressman from California, that put together the report that showed that it was indeed a hoax, that the whole Russia thing was a hoax. Well, now the Department of Justice Inspector General, Michael Horowitz, has released a report that reveals that the FBI snooped on Kash Patel's communications during that time period. It indicates that the FBI got his phone and email records through subpoenas during an investigation into alleged leaks of classified information by congressional staffers. Now, that occurred at exactly the time that Kash Patel was the head of a House Intelligence Committee investigation into the FBI's use of fake opposition research against Trump campaign staffers. Now, Kash Patel has made it clear that if he's confirmed, and I think this is important, very important to understand, he's not seeking retribution. Which is what the left wants you to believe. Oh, he just got nominated because Donald Trump wants somebody to go in there and, you know, go after people. No, there's a huge difference in just blanket, without any rhyme or reason, without any reasonable suspicion, without any probable cause, to go after somebody. That's not what Kash Patel has said. He has said his intention to address misuse of authority, violating the law, and then holding them accountable. And guess what? That's what the FBI is afraid of. The FBI is actually afraid of being held accountable for the wrongdoing being directed. Now, there may be some agents out in the field that are guilty too. I kind of doubt it, because I think most of this was directed from the Hoover Building right in downtown D.C. So between September of 2017 and March of 2018, the FBI gathered data on a bunch of individuals. Andy McCabe was the acting FBI director at the time. And then that investigation extended over several years under the authority of Christopher Wray, who, by the way, just resigned this past Wednesday. Or didn't resign, but announced his resignation. And the subpoenas got renewed annually, every single year, without the knowledge of Patel or anybody else involved. So the FBI just kept rolling the subpoenas over and just kept monitoring all of the email and phone calls while they, the congressional staffers, were investigating the wrongdoing of the FBI. You know, it's like some sort of cartoon of some battlefield somewhere, and you got two trenches, and you got people on both sides peering up over the edge of the trench with their helmets, and then they got binoculars, and they're staring at each other. Except one's doing it lawfully, and one's doing it unlawfully. So Michael Horowitz, the Inspector General, has warned that this surveillance raises real concerns about undue interference in congressional oversight. Now, you can draw your own conclusions, but Donald Trump announces Kash Patel as his FBI nominee, FBI director nominee. The Inspector General comes out with this report about the FBI spying on Kash Patel. And then we learn about the confidential human sources, the informants, on January 6th, based on Michael Horowitz, the IG's report. And then, boom, Christopher Wray decides to resign. Coincidence? I hardly think so. Do you know that Andy McCabe, the guy that knew about this and was directing it, is currently a CNN paid analyst, a legal analyst? If you distrust the cabal, you don't distrust it enough. If you think a cable network like CNN is going to lie to you, you don't understand just how easily they will. They have as their legal analyst Andrew McCabe, the former deputy director of the FBI, and at the time the acting director of the FBI, while this illegal surveillance was going on, as their legal analyst. What else do you need to know? CNN? What a joke. Anyway, McCabe goes on CNN and he questions Patel's qualifications. In fact, several FBI officials are already panicked about Kash Patel's appointment as the FBI director, including former hatchman David Bruner, who claimed that Patel could do massive damage to the agency's inner workings. Could do massive damage to the agency's inner workings. I hope so, because the inner workings of the FBI seem to be slightly illegal. I don't know why I use the term slightly, because it's either illegal or it's not illegal. And if you faked a bunch of subpoenas so that you could go spy on someone who is actually checking on your own wrongdoing, yeah, I think there needs to be changes made. Now, Kash has a lot of endorsements, National Police Association. And I'm telling you, Kash Patel is a bulldog, an absolute bulldog. He'll walk into the Hoover Building, and there's really no doubt in my mind he's going to get confirmed. In fact, I think he'll get confirmed with some Democrat votes. Well, he won't get confirmed unanimous because those days are just gone. But he'll get confirmed. He'll walk into the FBI, and he'll shake it up. Isn't that what we voted for? Isn't that what we want? Don't we want to know, a little tease here? Like, what's going on with the drones? Why is the FBI or the Department of Defense or Admiral Kirby over at the National Security Council, why are they not telling us the truth about the drones? Now, are we supposed to be suspicious, or are we supposed to just be like, oh, they really don't know? Just like it took an inspector general to reveal that, oh, guess what? Oh, they were spying on Kash Patel, and they really don't want him to be the FBI director. Well, shazam, I wonder why. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to this number, 33103. Tell me anything, ask me anything. I'll be right back.
Go with your gut. Your dog's immune system is based in the gut. A diet lacking in nutrients can cause itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E. DinoVite.
It took a grand total of 2 weeks. The dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Try DinoVite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DinoVite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with DinoVite.
Why pay more for prescriptions? Stop overpaying and start saving with SingleCare. It's easy. Find your prescription on SingleCare.com, show the coupon at the pharmacy, and start saving. SingleCare works at pharmacies nationwide and is completely free to use, whether you have insurance or not. So the next time you fill a prescription, check SingleCare to make sure you're getting the best price. Take control of your prescription costs. Go to SingleCare.com or download the free app today.
Turtle Bay's 5th annual Redding Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season. Open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights. Don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you will find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Hey friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Padron, 60th anniversary. My new personal favorite, starting with an exclusive Perfecto shape. Handcrafted by one master roller using only the finest tobaccos from Nicaragua. After 60 years of excellence, this cigar is Padron's masterpiece. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
This is the second time today. By the way, welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. I wanted to talk about surveillance and censorship, but I got the this text message. And you know what? I'm gonna capitulate. I'm gonna give in. Gubernator number 2685 writes, Michael, while I appreciate you covering other stories, you're very good at it, and I listen whenever I can. Well, thank you. But for me, there is no other story until we figure out this drone mystery. Okay. Then figure it out for me. Tell me what it is. Because when you think about the story, what do you want me to say about it? Well, let's go to, I don't want to spend too much airtime, but John Kirby, the National Security Council's spokesperson, he's a currently a rear admiral, was on, I forget which Fox show it was, but was on with Martha McCallum yesterday. And here's how the conversation went.
So former Maryland Governor Larry Hogan has posted video that he says appears to show dozens of large drones over his home last night. This is his posting of it. You know, and as I was saying, it's the direction of them and the way they move around that is really what has caught.
Let me just say something about that. I've watched as many of these videos as probably you have, maybe even more. I don't know. But I know how fixed wing aircraft work. And how they fly. In fact, and I've actually been in like jets and things, and I know how they can maneuver and do things, but they can't make these kinds of moves. They simply cannot make these kinds of reversible moves. Drones can, or maybe some sort of UFO can, but we're not going to go down that path. But fixed wing aircraft cannot.
Cause people to be concerned. That was for about 45 minutes, he says, last night. He says Americans deserve answers, and he's calling on for a response from the White House, the military, and the FBI. He says so far it's been, quote, entirely unacceptable. Let's bring in John Kirby, White House National Security Communications Advisor and Assistant to the President. John, good to have you with us. You know, what do you make of the reaction? A lot of people were unhappy with that comment that you made yesterday and felt like you were, you know, telling people that they were nuts or that they didn't know what they were seeing with their own eyes.
No, not at all, Martha. That's the farthest thing that I would ever do.
That is precisely what he did do.
Simply reiterating what the FBI and what the Department of Homeland Security have relayed to us about what they've been able to corroborate. And we haven't been able to corroborate everything. I said many of the corroborated sightings have turned out to be piloted aircraft. I didn't say all of them. And what I said was those are the ones we were able to corroborate. There certainly is ones that we have not been able to, and we don't know the answer to it. And I strongly recommend that for folks that are seeing these things and documenting them to share that as they can with Department of Homeland Security and the FBI.
All right, well, let's do that. Let's share it with you right now. Let's put up this photo. This is the close-up one. Here we go. This is in Bernardsville, New Jersey. So, John, are you able to see this photo?
No, ma'am.
You don't have a monitor there?
No, actually, I turned the monitor off. It distracts me, so I didn't.
All right. Well, you'll have to take a look at it after, but I can describe it to you. It is large. It has a white bar that goes through the middle. The right-hand side is half lit up, white on the top and red on the bottom. The other side is green. So what would that? You know, you're a former military person yourself. You're an admiral. You're the White House National Security Communications Advisor. I'm sure you have seen some of these images. So what is that we're looking at?
It's difficult for me to tell you, Martha. We don't really know. It is possible that some of these things could be commercial drones, developed for commercial purposes. It's possible that they could be owned by private citizens.
But why don't we know, John? That's the point. Why doesn't the United States government know? It seems silly. I mean, it feels a lot like the Chinese spy balloon. It was like, oh, we don't know. It's not a problem. Then we watched it go all the way across the country, and we kept hearing, you know, we're not really sure where it came from until we saw it popped and floated down over the ocean.
That's not quite how it went. We were pretty honest with the American people that we knew it was Chinese and we knew that where it was going to go. And we were pretty comfortable given the analysis that there wasn't going to be an intelligence threat by it. And we again, we shot it down once it was over safe waters and wasn't going to hurt anybody. But back to this. Why don't we know? I wish I could tell you exactly why we don't have an answer for you here in the afternoon on the 13th of December. But I can tell you that we are working on it very, very hard to know, because we want to answer those questions the same as those folks in New Jersey want answers to them. And we are working on this very, very hard. We are now applying. There was an interagency conversation this morning about this topic where we have now decided to employ some additional technology to New Jersey and some additional personnel to try to get a better sense of what these things are. And as I said,
you know what I find fascinating about this? You got to learn to have, you must learn how to listen to these weasels in government. So we have deployed some additional technology for New Jersey. Wait a minute. This may be partly a New Jersey problem. New Jersey law enforcement, New Jersey Department of Homeland Security, New Jersey Office of Emergency Management. But this is a national security issue. In fact, I would argue that while it may be a joint concern of both Homeland Security and the Department of Defense, ask yourself this: who's in charge? Who's in charge of, who's in charge of determining what these are, who they belong to, are they a threat, are they not a threat? You don't know, because nobody will tell us. I can tell you from personal experience that when you can't answer that question of who's in charge, either it's incompetence or they don't want you to know. Now, I've also theorized that we could be experiencing a little bit, not a lot, because I don't think it's totally this, but a little mass formation psychosis. We're all getting hysterical about it. But I think that's legitimate. And I also think it's legitimate to want to know, why are they not telling us? And I also think it's legitimate, and here's where it drives me nutty about these news people. Ask specific questions. Okay, you said you had an interagency meeting. Means they got into their SCIFs, their secure facilities, and they all turned on their television monitors, and they all started talking to each other. Well, what'd you decide? What's the plan of action? Tell us what your plan of action is. Tell us what you're going to do. Tell us what you know, because you've told us before, you've told us that you know they're not a threat. Well, tell us how you know they're not a threat. They never go, they never do, they're like first-year law students conducting a moot trial. They ask the first question, they never ask the follow-on question. And when you don't ask the follow-on questions, you're never going to get to the truth. I think it's an abomination that both the media doesn't know how to go to the second, third, fourth level of questioning. The government knows that they know not, that they don't know how to go to the third, fourth, or fifth level of questioning. And so they just keep using words like, well, you know, most of these or many of these or some of these. Well, what about the rest of them? And how do you know that if you know that some of them are commercial aircraft, show us the radar history. Show us, you know, the transponders. Show us, you know, what they're transponding. Tell us. Transparency. You know, Trump can't get into office soon enough. You think he'd put up with this? You think I'd put up with this? Stupid. Speaking with Michael Brown, text the word Michael to 33103. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Big news. Rob Schmidt just beat CNN in the ratings. Yeah, it's true. Newsmax's number one host, Rob Schmidt, just had a bigger audience than CNN during any hour of the day. That really is big. Millions of Americans like you are making the switch to Newsmax. They're getting the real facts. No BS and no spin. Just the truth. Even President Trump says he's watching Newsmax. You should, too. Rob Schmidt and Newsmax are on all major cable systems. YouTube TV just added us. If your system doesn't carry Newsmax, just call them and cancel. Go to GetNewsmax.com and we'll help you find a new carrier. 40 million Americans watch Newsmax.
Find out why. Go to GetNewsMax.com and start watching. Newsmax is real news for real people like you.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.